welcome to the show. It's the best podcast that we know. We are glad to have you here. Let our voices massage your ears. It's free and it's online. It's an hour of your time. So welcome to the Brother Stream Show. Welcome to the Brother Stream Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to the Brother Stream Show.
Hello.
It is episode 32.
Why are we suddenly counting? Remember when it was back in 18, 17, 21? We didn't count back then. It's stressful. It's like a tightrope going into these episodes nowadays.
I feel like it's because we went away for so long. It's almost like you want to remind people we're back.
Yeah, remind them how good it is.
Yeah, it means something to us. We're counting each episode we do because we're not going anywhere.
Right.
Except, well, I guess after this episode, there's a travel special and then we're away for 2 weeks. But hey,
yeah.
The point is that we're not going anywhere.
So we made it. The big three too.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow. I'm Bill Streep.
I'm Simon Streep.
I'm Andrew.
Are you amazed that we made it to 32?
I mean, we've made 32 before in previous versions of the
there
podcast.
Is only this version.
Yeah.
Really?
Only as good as our current version.
That's true. You are only as good as your last pod.
I was chatting to Christina the other day and she said that she really prefers the episodes with Andrew in.
Yeah. Well, that's nice.
Which
thank
does
you.
Count out about, I don't know, 80% of the audio that Dylan and I have recorded in the past.
Over the years.
I like to think of those as just kind of practice.
I was thinking for a fun retro special, we should get Battle City going one of these days and have Andrew be the gimp.
Yes.
That's a good idea.
I'll happily
just
be the gimp.
Sit there and play and not speak.
Were the gimps
Sorry,
ever
Christine.
Revealed, their identities?
Can't remember.
It's yeah, one was Helen Keller.
It's been a long time.
We had imaginary friends.
If you don't know what we're talking about, if you go to archive.org and search for tank casts.
Yeah, tank as in the military armored vehicle.
Yeah, you'll find a whole bunch of podcasts that Dylan and I did probably that are now about 10 years old.
Yeah, it'll be about that. Probably a bit more, actually, I'd imagine.
That'd be fun. Andrew, I've got a question for you specifically. This is the third week we've talked about this, but it's important to get all the details out there. This haircut place that you keep on driving past, I looked for it very hard today on my travels, and I could not find it.
Really?
And so I'm concerned that maybe you've just made this place up because you have
no stories.
No stories. And you've thought, well, what I need to do is what's like really interesting these days that people love?
Yeah.
Haircuts. If I make up a story about haircuts, then
either
I'll
that or he thought, well, if I just say something, they'll get off my back about it. And then it turned out to be really good. So he had to expand upon it the next week.
So I know that I make up, I mean, I have really boring stories to tell, but it is totally true. And I was sitting in traffic today next to the place and I almost had a location pin ready to send to Dylan so that he could find it for himself.
Can't believe you didn't.
But is this on Albert Road?
It's the road that joins Black River Parkway.
Okay.
So do you know the intersection where if you're coming into work, you look to the left.
If you're coming into work, this is very specific.
Okay,
I'm in the room.
You're going towards town. Just wait, you're going towards town.
Yes,
and on the left at that intersection, there's a shop that sells fish and eggs. And I'm always like,
no,
that
you're making
is like
up more shops.
That is just a terrible combination.
Andrew, you can't prove to me that your story by making up more stories.
And there's a shop on the right which sells furniture, and it's called
furniture.
Okuchuwakuchu or something. Okuchuku. That's the name of the shop.
I don't think any of these shops are shops that sort to hear much.
Really,
I mean,
really hiding your whiteness there.
I'm going to start guided tours of the strange oddities shops of Woodstock.
Okay, all right. I'll look out for it again, but I don't think it's there.
I think it's called Miriam's Cuts. I think that's the name of the
shop. Are you sure they don't sell just like cuts of polony and salami?
and
that's what you're seeing. Like, 15 rand polony. That's like pretty decent.
There's only one cut of polony.
It's
the
next
big
to the
squishy tube.
It's next to the dentist and the laminated sign place.
Okay.
You could just be making this all up.
I don't have that kind of imagination.
I'll look out for it again. I am quite keen to see this place.
I saw a weird thing. You've been driving past some weird phenomena lately. I had this blast from the past, dude. Literally, he had a ghetto blaster on his shoulder.
Oh, wow.
Can I say ghetto blaster? Is that PC? I'm not sure.
I don't know.
But anyway.
Was he in the ghetto at the time?
No, I was leaving my flat. Well, I guess maybe a little bit then. We do have rattly trains. No, he was wearing long kind of robes, a backwards New York Yankees cap.
Wait, long robes?
Yeah. This is like, why it's weird.
You're like a hip monk.
It was super strange. And then like holding this thing off the back of his shoulder. But it wasn't like a ghetto blaster I've ever seen before. It looked almost like a car battery. Like in kind of shape and design and size. But was definitely blaring out like metal music.
So it wasn't like Gregorian chant.
No, I wish it was. And I was trying to get out of the driveway and he kind of gave me this little gesture as if I'm passing here.
Yeah.
Walking very confidently along with this thing on his shoulder. I thought, wow, man, I haven't seen one of those since like, you know, adverts in the 80s.
I wonder if he had a Discman.
I don't know what he had. It was just a car battery.
Maybe he was running the speakers off the car battery. That's what was powering his setup.
But there were no speakers. That's what's so strange about it. Wait, you've just stumbled upon it. Maybe it was just the sub from like a home entertainment system.
The subwoofer.
He'd left all the tweeters back home. Anyway, he was a strange dude. I hope to see him again one day.
That reminds me, have you guys seen the guy, I don't know if we've talked about him, in Cavendish, who walks around with headphones on his head?
Yeah.
Like, and sunglasses, and he's generally dressed all in black. And like, I've seen him a number, and I don't go to Cavendish that often, and I've seen him quite a few times. Yeah. And he is jamming to his own track.
Yeah.
Like, he is cruising around. He's doing like these hand movements. He's looking at people, giving them like,
do you want to know what's happened
up?
There?
I can
100% explain that guy. Is he went to a silent disco and then he left without taking the headphones off.
Yeah, they just got a really good range.
Yeah.
I'd love to find out that guy's story.
I'd love to get his playlist. Sounds like a good playlist.
Oh, imagine he's faking it.
It's a social experiment.
It's Cape Talk. Speaking about Cavendish, they have a McDonald's, as most good established places have.
Only the best.
Yeah. So McDonald's is one of those joints that I would say, like, I've heard enough terrible stories about what they put into their meat to potentially have put me off their meat and anything from McDonald's.
Yeah.
But it just tastes so good that you could kind of tell me that they were making the Big Mac out of some guy whose name was Mac. And I would probably still eat it because it's just that tasty.
It just doesn't resemble Mac anymore.
Yeah.
So it's fine.
Isn't that a rapper? Mac anymore? No, sorry.
Very good. So, but there's something.
He's got beef with Dr. Dre.
Got a chip on your shoulder with Dr. Dre. Milkshake.
They run out eventually.
But what I don't understand about McDonald's is the barbecue double burger.
Okay.
Now, if you've never had the barbecue double burger.
I haven't.
Yeah.
You've never had it?
No.
Oh my word. Okay, so this
There's
burger.
There's no point in getting anything else besides the quarter pounder double cheese.
Look, the quarter pounder and cheese is amazing.
Yeah.
This barbecue double burger, though, is not amazing.
No.
And that's why I want to bring it up, because I don't understand what's going on. Basically, this burger costs 35 rand for like the medium meal.
Okay.
That's a very good price for burger, chips and Coke, right?
Yeah.
But then they put, and it's like a double burger. So it's two, it's almost like the Big Mac in that it's got two patties on, right?
Okay.
But then it feels like they've put this not very tasty barbecue sauce on it that kind of just ruins the whole experience. And so what I'm trying to understand is, do you think they put this burger on the menu as a deterrent? So it lures you in there thinking, oh, I can get the 35 rand burger.
Yeah.
Yum, yum, yum. If it's got that barbecue sauce on, I'm going to go for the 45 rand double quarter pounder with cheese.
But it sounds very much like a situation where you just happen to not like this particular sauce.
No, well, how many times have you bought this burger like? Just because it's cheap?
So many
can you
times.
Ask for it? Can you ask for it without the sauce?
I'm sure you could.
Just have the sauce in a little dish on the side.
Oh, well, never eat it then.
Hold on. So you keep buying this burger,
yeah,
even though you hate it. yeah. just because it's cheap. Just yeah. thinking that one day maybe you'll like it. Like
the taste change.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe it's an acquired taste. Maybe in 10 years from time, I'll be like, oh, I quite like Avo now and the barbecue sauce on the McDonald's burger. No, so the thing is it's just such a good deal though. 35 rand more burger just to cook.
So you like the taste of the saving more than the burger itself.
Okay, but I implore you then to go out there and have this burger and report back, because it definitely isn't the nicest one.
But and that's so, because you don't like how that tastes.
No, but I think it's deliberate. So this, I think they've deliberately gone and produced a burger that's slightly below par.
People love barbecue sauce.
But this doesn't taste like barbecue sauce.
Oh.
It's worthwhile looking into. Because
I've always found it very interesting that Debonairs decide to put like mayonnaise on their pizzas and barbecue sauce and stuff. There's stuff that I don't want on a pizza that is a deterrent to the point that I don't get debonairs now.
Yeah, their pizzas are about 50% liquid.
It's like they don't have a normal middle pizza. They either have a pizza that should be normal, but they've put mayo all over it, or they've got it like stuffed
triple
with burger patties around the outside and like wrapped up in a sausage. It's like, just have a normal pizza.
So I think they're owned by the same company that does Steers. It's clearly that they just want to be making burgers. Yeah. So like, we've gone into the pizza world. We really don't want to.
They've got excess patties. What can we do with them?
Are you sure you don't want a burger on your pizza? No, I just want a pizza, please.
So what are you going to do about this barbecue thing? Just keep eating them?
Well, no, now that I've found out that you guys have not had this burger, I think by the time I'm back from Thailand, I want you... Well, I'm experiencing cuisine overseas.
Well, you should try the Thai McDonald's there.
Ooh, did they have one?
Yeah.
Is it good?
Big time.
I've heard the double barbecue burger is amazing. Yeah. It's really expensive.
It's really hot. It's the double curry. Yeah, no, the McDonald's out there is nice. I find most foods outside of South Africa that are part of a chain are disappointingly healthy. It's like, I like my KFC to be dripping.
Yeah.
I don't want it to be all dry and look like it's quite good for me. Then I may as well go to a proper establishment.
Yeah, I agree with that. Like when we were in London and we had Fanta with our McDonald's and...
Yeah, it tasted healthy.
They put orange juice, like actual orange juice in the Fanta. Yeah. You're like, what are you... What do you do?
Don't salt their chips too much. It's like, what's going on here?
It's terrible. No wonder people are moving.
So I have a question related to food, mm-hmm. and it's very personal.
Okay.
And so
I hope we can answer it.
I just want to know, is this a safe space?
I guess so.
Not in general, but in this podcast, yes.
It depends what you're going to tell us. If you've developed a taste for like hamsters...
No. And Claire is gonna laugh her head off. Huh.
Sounds
so
dangerous.
Either of you,
get
the food sweats?
The food sweats.
Yeah.
Food sweats, like from hot food.
No. So
from
like
normal food.
So if you eat like a lot of food, then you get the sweats.
A lot of food.
Yeah.
How much food are we talking?
Like Christmas Day.
Yeah, like a big meal, and then.
You get sweaty.
And then you get just the forehead. It's just like...
Oh, boy.
It's just a little...
Does your breathing start getting a little heavy?
No, nothing to do with breathing. Just, a little bit sweaty.
Just dabbing the forehead.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever
done
that.
Yeah, I don't think that's a thing.
Yeah.
I think you've just...
How is this not a thing?
It's definitely not a thing. We were talking literally earlier about how soft Andrew's mic sometimes is, and he just literally yielded into no microphone at all. He's really not making his case. Okay, what do you mean it's a thing? So I've definitely witnessed people getting sweaty while eating hot food to the degree of you're like, why are you putting yourself under the strain?
Yeah.
This doesn't make sense. Just don't get hot
food. You don't have any perspiration after a large meal at all.
If I go for a run afterwards, I might get a little sweat going.
So am I the only person in the world who gets slight perspiration after eating
a lot of food. Every person in the world, and you've asked two people, I guess it's safe to say,
fast are you eating? Are you
does seem like a workout
super
thing.
Speed, or do you just have a really weird, like, un-aerodynamic eating technique that's like is slowing you down? You know, like maybe instead of just lifting your fork to your mouth, you like go behind the head and around a bit, and like
kind of like my drying off routine with a towel.
It must be. Maybe it's that. Maybe I need to be more streamlined. Maybe
it could be that your head is that much higher up in the atmosphere.
Yeah.
Just going off the thing of how you're tall that we always do.
Yeah. And, he is tall.
Yeah, he's very tall.
And, that's why he's so soft into
his mic. When the clouds come over and they kind of precipitate a bit.
Condensation.
Upon the crest of your head.
That's what it must be.
Yeah.
Condensation.
Something like that.
I'm glad it's not sweat.
Have you ever eaten so much that you vomited?
Not consciously.
Because I've done that once.
Really?
Again, Christmas.
Double burger. Barbecue.
No, it was... Basically, I was leaving one job and starting a new job, and so we went out.
And you were nervous.
we went out to celebrate, and I got from Cattle Baron, there was like this special thing where you could get sort of like a hang of a lot of ribs. I don't know if that's what it was called in the menu, but it really was a massive amount of ribs.
Yeah.
And I ate that, and that already was pushing like my limit of fullness. I was like, I'm still celebrating. I'm having pudding. And then I got home and vomited.
Oh, man.
So that's quite bad.
Yeah.
I'm not proud of it. But
there you probably would have got a little sweat
going.
Yeah,
so I can relate to that happening once in my life.
So if you left out the part where you're talking about every time you eat, you then throw up and sweat. Nice one.
So it's my wedding anniversary this week.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
How many years?
We're heading into our fourth year. We're celebrating four years.
Amazing.
And... when you get married, I guess you decide a couple of things about your wedding anniversary. And I guess one of the first things you decide is like, how are we going to kind of celebrate? And at some stage you might kind of consult the list. There's this list out there of presents that you're meant to give.
Equate a certain kind of
metal
to your wedding.
Yeah, you've done 1 year, you get this. You've done 2 years, you get
tin
this.
Tinfoil.
And if you decide you're going for that route... you then have this other decision to make, and it's like, what list do you go with? Because there's more than one list.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's a traditional list, and there's a modern list. So, for example...
But you've always been a traditionalist, so I imagine...
Definitely. Traditionalist.
Yeah.
if you look at year one, for example, the traditional list says paper. It makes sense. It's like very normal... cheap substance. It's like you haven't done much, and so maybe you celebrate in a small way and sort of you build your way up. Yeah. Whereas on the more modern list, year one is clocks. Yeah, you got to get your significant other the song single by Coldplay. So
this is like when Peter Pan marries that crocodile and they just fill the room up with clocks after 1 year.
Pretty much. Year two.
Hook reference there for anyone who remembers that film.
Year two, the traditional one is cotton, whereas the modern one is a bit more difficult. The modern one is China, so you have to get a whole flipping country.
get them involved.
And so this year I'm on year four. So the modern one is appliances. We're not going to go for modern. Obviously, you're going to go for traditional. And traditional is fruit or flowers.
Ah.
But I want to know who's getting the fruit. Who's
getting the fruit?
Yeah, like surely if you're going to buy your partner something, especially if they are a woman, surely it's always going to be flowers. If I pitched up on Thursday at Chris's work with just a big fruit bowl, I don't think she would like that as much as flowers.
People like a fruit bowl, don't they? I mean, she might think she's being fired. It's like some kind of weird severance package.
I don't know. I think, you know, some nice white roses versus, hey, here's a banana.
It's interesting that you chose to go on the traditional one for four when the modern was going to be appliances, probably like a couple grand.
But yeah.
Let's go traditional. We're getting a thing of pears.
It's interesting you brought that up because that is 100% why we followed the traditional list. It's because I looked ahead. You know, I've got, I'm clever. I've got to go like, you know, I'm planning to be in this for the long haul.
Yeah.
So let's look ahead and see what there is ahead. And year 10 is the one that made me decide definitely we're going the traditional because year 10 for the traditional is tin. I can literally get Christine a can of Coke, happy anniversary, and she'll be pleased because she does like Coke. and that's it. But year 10, which is not in terms of like marriages that can last potentially 50 years, 10 is quite early on the list, is diamond in the modernist. That's way too soon to go to diamond. So yeah, I looked at my budget, thought, yeah, I'm going to go traditional.
I've got a new remedy for an old problem that we've discussed on the podcast a number of times.
Please, is it bathroom related?
It's not. Well, I guess you could get mosquitoes in the bathroom, but it's a mosquito repellent.
Oh, shame.
Issue.
My daughter was absolutely chowed by mosquitoes.
Well, here
last
we go.
Night.
You should be all ears.
I am.
Turns out you can just have a little basil plant in the room.
No.
I don't like it.
Really?
Yeah. Little bit of basil. So like, I thought that's interesting. I looked it up.
That is interesting. I don't buy this.
It turns out that they hate all things Italian cuisine. So you can have like a little can of tomatoes open there, a little plate of grated Parmesan.
Yeah.
I can't stand it. Yeah. Linguine.
Okay.
I was really getting excited.
No, the basil one's apparently true. I've got a basil plant in my room now.
I just think you're going to, gotten rid of the mosquitoes, but now you're going to have ants.
Yeah. Well, that's fine. I'd rather have ants.
All those open things.
Far rather have ants.
So does the basil really work?
I don't know, but I've got a basil plant in my room and I haven't been eaten by a mosquito yet.
But, mosquito season is kind of over. So it could just be that
not according to my daughter's
basil
face.
Season's just starting. You never see basil and a mosquito in the same room at the same time.
I'm quite keen to try that because... Currently, we just use the fan. That we've discussed
before.
That's
the best method of all.
The fan is the best, but imagine fan and basil.
Ooh, fragrant. Also, the fan in winter, that's going to suddenly become a bit nippy.
That's true, but the mosquitoes are generally gone by winter. A mosquito that's there around winter is like a really terrible sight because they're just going to be the full of blood.
Yeah.
Do mosquitoes migrate like birds?
I think they just die.
Swarms.
I think... When you get eaten as much as I do and then you look around and you're like, I can't see them against the ceiling, because often it's easiest to see them against the ceiling or the wall. And I think they eat so much blood that they're too fat to fly anymore, and you could watch them walk along the floor if you look closely enough. But I'm not sure about winter mosquitoes.
Do you have a dedicated object / pillow that is used for killing mosquitoes?
I've just recently designated one, yes.
Is it?
Yeah. It's really kind of square and wide.
And quite sort of sturdy.
Sturdy, yeah. It's got a good throw on it.
I like the idea of that. I haven't dedicated one yet, but I think I should.
If I was better at towel whipping, if I'd spent a lot of my childhood in the locker rooms, whipping other boys, then maybe I'd go for that because it's quite cool to do the like whoosh and then hit them. But at this stage, I've gone for the big square pillow.
I feel like with the fan, you don't really ever need the pillow. It's sort of...
So the fan is the most...
One size fits all, you're done.
Yeah, but if you're...
Yeah, and it doesn't kill them either, which is obviously better.
And if you're drip drying, Simon, you're going to get hypothermia.
Yeah, well, this is the problem. The fan can be quite chilly. Would you rather...
Hello and welcome to Would You Rather.
Hello.
Hello.
I feel like we've been here for ages to say hello again at this... juncture.
I'm trying to be professional like a radio host. Maybe they've stepped away for a while during the jingle, made themselves a cup of tea.
I'll tell you what we did during the jingle. We just sat here while you got your phone out and turned a page to keep some scores. Guys, hey, what are
looking
behind the curtain, Andrew?
Okay.
Shut up with your stupid curtain.
So, in this game, Simon and Dylan have to guess... first, they give me their opinion on what they would rather, and then they have to guess what the internet said.
On what they would rather?
Well,
you haven't said that you're going to say a thing.
I'm going to say a thing, and then you need to tell me if you'd rather.
Just poorly explained, Andrew.
They get it.
Well, at least he said hello to begin with.
Yeah, he spent all his time and energy introducing us again.
Speaking of spending time and energy, would you rather spend money and have fun, or save your money?
What?
Okay. I mean,
I have asked the internet this.
Would you rather spend money and have fun?
Or save your money?
But there's nothing saying that saving your money won't allow you to at some stage spend it and have fun. This is a very weird would you rather, Andrew. Would you rather spend money, have fun?
Yeah.
Or
save money and die alone and just have an awful
life. Yeah, well, let's assume
life.
It's that.
Is it that now?
Yeah, it's that.
I'll choose have fun, please.
I think us and everyone else in the
world.
What
you failed to do is choose one where one of the options is plausible. That's an option somebody might pick.
I'm just easing you in.
Well, okay.
So you save all your money you ever make. You don't spend a cent on anything ever. you'll probably die quite quickly. No food, no shelter.
Well, let's use...
That's a good point.
I use my knowledge of popular culture to help me guide my answer to what the internet would decide.
Yeah.
Is apparently there's this new thing going around called minimalism, which
this is a new thing, is it?
It's a new thing. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's probably been around for years, but everyone was really quiet about it, very minimalistic about it. And now, thanks to social media, something minimalistic can be maximalistic.
Okay.
Which is a word I just made up.
Maximalistic.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
And what is that exactly again?
So apparently there's a trend.
Yeah.
All the young yippersnappers are busy... are busy spending money on experiences and not stuff.
Yeah.
And so some of the more corporate oaks out there are getting a bit scared because they're like, oh, no one's buying my subwoofer anymore. They're all going to Thailand.
Sure.
So it's quite a problem. And so I think based on that, is people would much rather spend the money, have fun, rather than just saving it up, storing up capitalistic means.
Simon, we get it. You're going to Thailand. Jeez. Sure. And I have a subwoofer. Damn it. I'm such a fuddy-duddy.
Well, so I think you both have said you'd spend the money.
Yeah, I'd spend the money and have the fun, and so would the rest of
you
the internet.
You are both correct. Well awesome. Done.
Sweet.
Can we have a really hard would you rather now?
Okay. Here's one. Would you rather go on a cruise or go to a resort?
Go on a cruise or go to hell.
Well, the rate he's been doing them was probably going to be go on a cruise or not go on a cruise. Cruise, please.
This is actually a fairly good one because I think that's kind of in one's blood. You're either cruise people or you aren't. And I don't think I am a cruise people.
I love
well, have you ever
sky.
Been on a cruise?
No.
Well, how do you know then?
Because I've chosen to go to resorts instead.
But how do you know that you're not going to like a cruise?
I think it's very weird. You've been on a cruise, haven't you, Andrew?
No, I haven't.
Why do I think you've been on a cruise?
I just have that kind of hairstyle.
It does look a bit windswept. I've heard that it's quite strange, the fact that you stay in like small quarters and you see the same people over and over again, even though you're traveling like hundreds of thousands of miles.
If you're staying in a room that's called quarters, then already it's too small.
A fraction of a room.
Yeah.
I thought you'd quite like the cruise. I mean, you're like Tom and Penelope. That's
nice. I think Andrew made that joke earlier, but we drowned him out. Keen ears will have heard something about Vanilla Sky chirping in the background.
Haven't even seen it.
I would rather go to a resort because I feel like even at the resort, the sameness of the resort, you're still on land and you can just go elsewhere as well.
A bit of a lubber over there.
But I think with it, I haven't really been to any of those really, really big resorts for an extended period of time. Like I've been
but you are going to soon.
No, not even
Thailand,
soon.
Thailand, here we come.
Not even soon. We're not really going to resorts there. But I guess Sun City would be like a resort. We've kind of been there for a bit. I think I would really like to experience a cruise because I think you said that you're not really ever going to get to, you know, explore the land, but generally speaking a cruise is going to stop somewhere.
No, that's some stage. This is also the thing. It's like when people go on a Contiki through Europe and they go, oh, I saw 18 different countries, I was in each one for 3 minutes. It's like it's not really the kind of way I would like to explore places.
So what do you think the internet said?
I think the internet will say the cruise, but I'd rather go resort.
See, I think it's the opposite. I would rather go for a cruise because I'd like to cruise, but I think the internet said I'd rather
you know what that
resort.
Means in urban slang, right?
So
just to reiterate, Simon would like to cruise.
Well, Simon gets the point because most
of the internet go for the resort.
Most of the internet went for the resort, 63%.
That's interesting. So the internet are just people sitting at computers on land. Actually, a cruise would be like the most fantastical thing they could think of.
Well, the next question is, do you know when your best friend's birthday is?
How is this would you rather?
This is just a yes or no question.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, well...
We're taking a break in the middle of the game.
Is this not part of the podcast anymore? You're just asking us.
Yeah.
Would you rather... Andrew prepared better.
prepared last week.
I don't know birthdays very well at all, actually.
Interesting.
I know my own.
See, I would say out of the people in this room,
yeah.
I know two out of the three birthdays represented.
Including your own.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know when Andrew's birthday is.
I think Andrew was born on a long weekend.
No, I was born on a Wednesday.
I feel like Andrew's birthday is like mid-year-ish. No, not mid-year. We're all mid-year. So I think he's like September, October, somewhere around there. When is your birthday, Andrew?
This is not the question.
What? I mean, can I not ask when your birthday is?
Not when I'm messing up a Would You Rather game.
I'm going to say yes, and the internet said yes.
Okay.
How's that?
Simon?
I think you would know your best friend. I think you'd know your best friend's birthday.
Okay. So yeah. You both say yes.
Mm-hmm.
You are both correct.
Sweet. Do I get 2 points for answering first?
Nope. Okay.
What game are we playing?
When is your birthday?
What,
it's not his birthday. It's asking the internet when their best friend's
birthday
is.
It is mid-year. You were correct.
Is it, but what date?
No, he didn't say that. He said we're mid-year. He said September, October.
I know, yeah. But then he changed. He said I was mid-year, but then he changed.
Yeah.
And?
It's the 3rd of June.
What is this? What's happened? Where am I?
I don't know.
I just want to know when Andrew's birthday is. I don't know why that's so weird.
Okay, the last would you rather question is...
Is it actually a would you rather
you
this
mean
time?
The third would you rather question?
It is. And I've had to skip another one which wasn't... Should I ask it anyway?
Yeah, you
I'll
may
ask
as well.
It in the would you rather style.
Okay.
Would you rather believe that Wikipedia was accurate or not?
What?
That's such a weird question to ask. Would you rather believe that it is? Even yeah. But you mean knowing that it isn't?
No. The question.
Or what?
Okay.
What have you done?
You mean would you rather it was, or would you rather you believed that it was?
You'd be listening to Would You Rather.
That was Would You Rather.
I do have one more.
Your mic's facing the other way. No one can hear. He is still recording.
I'm still recording.
You're pointing your mic at your knee and trying to talk
okay.
to it.
All right. Well, we won't ask that one then because that was too complicated.
You already did.
Okay.
What's the answer to
the
that,
final,
by the way?
Who cares?
What the
final
the question.
Would you rather only eat or drink?
Oh, here we go.
And you won't be hungry or thirsty.
Rather eat or rather drink.
Yeah.
And if you left out the other one, you wouldn't
yeah,
die
you wouldn't
it.
Be hungry or thirsty.
I'd rather eat.
Yeah. Okay. I think as much as I love tea and can't really function much without tea,
you seem to be answering to the other answer there.
No. Well, I think
can't function without tea.
Even though I love tea, I would probably still want to eat. And I think the most of the internet would want to eat as well.
But you just admitted that you wouldn't be able to function anymore.
Yeah, but I mean...
Why are you choosing eat?
Because I still probably, as a whole, prefer eating.
That is how you eat.
Prefer functioning.
Well, I mean, if Andrew chooses drinking, he'll never sweat on his brow again. So that's good.
Yeah.
No. I feel, though, the internet stereotypically is full of obese men writing on keyboards.
Right.
And so in that case, I think the most people that would respond to that question would also be eaters. So
yeah.
Saying eat all round.
We are obese men on keyboards. We eat.
And you are both correct. And I can reveal at the end of this astoundingly different would you rather round that Simon has won with 4 points to 3.
Yay! Mm.
Go tell your friends the Brother Street Boy trending.
Welcome to the Brother Street Boy trending.
Oh, what's this?
This is a new round. Sorry, what's that?
I just said so trendy.
Okay.
He's just reading Wikipedia.
This is a new round. Well, actually, I think we've done it before, but we've never done it in this way.
Just like Would You Rather.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, this explanation is like mine.
No, this at least makes sense. Is normally what we've done in this round is we've looked at what's currently trending.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem with what's currently trending is sometimes it's either quite depressing or it's the kind of thing that's going to be pretty forgotten and out of date by the time we reach...
But Simon, when you say currently trending, what do you mean?
Oh, good thing you asked, Dylan. On Twitter, there's this thing
yeah.
where if enough times something is said on the Twitters, then they would say it's trending because you'd be able to look and go, so
popular topics.
A million people have trended my left foot. And you go, ooh, I wonder what my left foot's about. You click on it. You go, ooh, that's some weird fetish stuff. I did instantly regret clicking on that, and you move on.
Okay.
So that's kind of how it works. So what I've done is I've gone, ooh, Twitters, what are some of the stranger things that have trended on you in the past? And so we're going to talk about today.
I think he's just dropped a clue. Stranger things.
And he's also asking Twitter like his wife asked Ask Jeeves.
Well, that's a thing that runs in the family.
Dear Twitters.
So we're gonna play Dylan versus Andrew. We're going to ask some questions. We're going to see if you can guess the answers. Maybe you would even know the answer. So first question up front. In 2012, Twitter declared someone as their sex lord.
Their sex lord.
Sex lord. Yeah,
sex lord.
How pronounced it almost sounded like sixth lord.
Yeah.
But I meant sex lord.
Okay.
So
Not Sith Lord.
I mean, I'm confused.
Why?
I don't know. I'm trying. Is this person someone we know?
It's probably going to be somebody funny.
It's
like you wouldn't think of them as a sex lord, like Leslie Nielsen.
Beep. Yeah, I don't think it's someone you know.
Oh. Well, how are we supposed to guess them?
Obviously, it's not someone we know. The whole of Twitter voted on this.
This is not... I mean, sorry. This is not someone you know personally.
Oh, beep. Stephen Fry. It's like an out there... Because no. he was very active on Twitter
it's
one
not
stage.
That. Don't worry. I thought this might throw you off. So, I prepared some clues.
Okay. Oh,
good.
Your first clue is that this person is widely considered to be a bad person.
A bad person?
A bad person.
Pierce Brosnan in one of his films.
Beep. The Trumpy.
Okay. Trumpy is not correct.
George Bush.
Not George Bush. I'll give you the second clue.
Yeah.
This person is mentioned in a Brother Streep song.
Bruce Willis.
It's not Bruce Willis.
Beep.
Anna Paquin. It's not Anna Paquin.
A mention in a Brother
Streep. Gary.
Moose Boy.
Moose Boy.
It's not
Moose Boy.
I got there first with Moose Boy.
I know.
So it's not Moose Boy.
I'm going to give you your third clue.
I should really know this.
Wow.
Yeah. Based on the Brother Streep song.
Racking my brain.
I'll give you a third clue. This person is fictional.
Beep. Gareth Cliff.
Gareth.
Wait,
bud.
Wait, I was still answering the previous question.
Beep.
Mr. Floppy.
Okay, let's pause there.
Yeah.
Andrew, please explain to me, do you really think the whole of Twitter got together, got Mr. Floppy trending as someone that is their sex lord based on the fact that no one really knows who Mr. Floppy is?
I don't even know who Mr. Floppy is. I thought he was more famous than that.
Okay. I'm going to give you one final clue because you've yet to get it. This person is from the Wizarding World.
Beep. Harry Potter.
Snape. No, but you're both very close.
Beep. Draco Malfoy.
Nope.
Beep, Lord Voldemort.
You're correct, Andrew. You get a point.
I got a point.
It is Voldemort. He was mentioned in the Idol song, in case you guys ever want to check it out.
That's true.
We did a song once. It was about idols. He's in it. Dylan should have gotten it. He didn't. So I'm going to minus a point. No.
All right, that's fine.
All right. So basically, Potterheads from all around the world got together to trend Voldemort as our sex lord just because they could. There was no real reason as to why they did it. Okay, question number two. Which artist's album launch started trending for the wrong reasons?
Taylor Swift.
Nope.
Is it recent?
It's Beyonce.
Relatively recent. Beep. Last five
James
years or so.
Blunt. No, not that recent.
Adele.
No.
Katy Perry.
She's a singer in the kind of easy listening bracket of music.
Katie Melua.
No.
I don't know.
I'll give you another clue. She's got some operatic influences. You will know this, actually.
Alicia Keys. Me.
I know for a fact that Dylan actually knows the answer to this question.
I don't know.
You might not know.
Do you know the fact that I don't know the answer to the question?
Based on your stares, yes. Okay, this is a big one. She was on Britain's Got Talent.
I should know this, though, apparently.
It's like Alicia. No, not Alicia.
What does a kettle do?
Beep. Boyle?
Yeah.
Susan Boyle.
There we go.
Dang it. I'm claiming it. Tell us what those wrong reasons were.
If I just said Boyle as Boyle.
No, I was, said see, Boyle. When he said, what does a kettle do? I said in my head, Boyles. And then I couldn't think of anyone whose name was Boyles.
Does anyone know why? You know, why was she trending for the wrong reason?
Well, because she was famously kind of ridiculed for her looks, or the surprising contrast between her looks and her voice.
Dylan is right that that did happen, but that
but
is sadly
not the thing.
Not the reason. Owl.
Did she offend someone?
She didn't. Basically, what happened is the people behind her marketing team decided for the launch of her album.
Oh, wait, I do know this. That, it's going to be a funny hashtag.
Yes, or they went with the hashtag.
It's like anus.
Susan Album Party.
Yeah.
Which unfortunately hashtags to yes. Sue's Anal Bum Party. So that's what happened. Okay, third question. When Margaret Thatcher died, who, according to Twitter, died as well?
No, wait. I buzzed in early there. Who died as well?
Yeah.
Beep. Well, I know that they were going crazy with that song, The Witch is Dead. Yeah. Ding Dong, The Witch is Dead.
The Wicked Witch of the West?
No, but you. It's good that you remembered that because Kerr loves looking behind the curtain, and that's essentially a reference to that movie. I'm going to give you a massive clue now. Basically, the hashtag that caused the confusion was hashtag Niall Thatcher's dead.
Sure.
You're correct.
What? Niall Thatcher's dead.
You're 100% correct.
Wow.
Dylan. Basically, Niall that Thatcher's dead hit the Twitter charts, freaking out Sher fans from all over the world who thought it stood for Niall that Sher's dead.
Wow.
Makes right. sense. They should have used a capital C, though.
Do you believe?
It's good. Hit or miss impression.
Thank you.
All right. Who gets attention on Twitter every year on the 1st of October? This is a great little fact.
Yeah, this is going to be to do with a funny hashtag, isn't it?
It's actually not a funny hashtag.
Damn it. I thought I just started understanding
is it
this
Douglas
game.
Douglas Adams.
It's not Douglas Adams. It is a band, though, that gets attention every year.
One Direction.
Nope.
Rolling Stones.
Beep. Nope.
The Brothers Streep.
Nope. I wish we started trending every year on the 1st of October. That'd be quite fun. It's because of a song that was released as a single on the 13th of June, 2005. So this band released a song that basically makes everyone tweet at them on the 1st of October.
What's relevant about the 1st of October?
This is such a good question. I'm enjoying hearing you guys wonder about this question.
I can't wait to hear what it is.
The answer is
Oasis.
Incredibly satisifying. It's not Oasis.
Is it Green Day?
It is Green Day.
I got it. When September ends.
Yes. 100%. Isn't that fun, eh?
Yeah.
Every year on October 1st, people find new innovative ways to try and wake up Green Day's Billy Joel and the crew as they asked for all those years ago because of the hit song, Wake Me Up, September Ends.
I feel like my subconscious should get a point for that.
I'd like to go back in time and ask, what was the original question? Because you did yell out Green Day. Was the question, what band, blah, blah, blah,
yes,
blah, blah.
Yes, it was. Who gets attention on Twitter every year?
You can have the point.
Oh,
first of October.
Thanks, Joel. Yeah. You do get the point.
Yay.
I gave it to you even.
Oh, okay.
I've never given it to Dylan.
Oh, wow. Okay.
All right, last one. What connects all these hashtags? Hashtag welcome home Liam's second kidney. Hashtag Harry don't lick anything. Hashtag naughty boy don't eat Zane.
Don't eat Zen.
Zane.
One Direction.
Dylan, you get the point. You're correct. The One Direction fans are basically just insane.
So what did you send?
I got behind the welcome home Liam's second kidney. In case you're interested, Liam had only one working kidney until an ultrasound let him know that his other kidney was actually totally functional. Hence the trending topic, welcome home Liam's second kidney. As if the kidney had gone somewhere. Yeah. Just like,
I mean, that sounds like an excuse to get out of rugby.
Hashtag Harry don't lick anything is not suitable for work, so we'll skip that one. And then hashtag naughty boy don't eat Zane was when Zane dumped One Direction and started hanging out with Naughty Boy. One Direction fans created a worldwide trend telling Naughty Boy just how much they hate him. Which I don't really understand.
Who is Naughty Boy?
I don't know. And I don't know why they would assume that Naughty Boy
is a cannibal.
Just liked eating people. I don't know. But that's One Direction for you. All right. So at the end of that, Dylan, you have 3 points. Andrew, you have 2 points. So Dylan, you win.
Yes.
Well done.
Yes.
So I hope you enjoyed that round. Mm. I have a question. It's not really related to trending at all. Mm. But while Andrew gets everything sorted for the quiz.
Yeah.
I've realized I've potentially been pronouncing a word wrong. I definitely have said it on this podcast.
Is this an avocado thing?
No, it's not. It's not something like that. I'm gonna spell this word out, and I just want you guys to think how you would say it.
Okay.
And then just say it, and we'll see what we come up with.
Yeah.
The word is pletora.
Uh huh.
All right. Got it. How you would say it? Not influenced by anyone else.
Uh huh.
Andrew, how would you say that?
Plethora.
Dylan.
Plethora.
I've always said plethora.
Okay. Mm.
So you guys are both pretty certain that it's plethora.
I think so.
All right.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
you're putting the wrong emphasis on the wrong syllable or whatever that weird thing is.
So you okay? So like I guess two out of three means that I'm probably wrong. Hey.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I have the food sweats, and you have that.
I'd still much rather have that. Well, I can hear the music of disappointment creeping in.
But I really like this song.
The quiz.
That's right, it's quiz time.
Andrew's come to play.
Yeah, and so has Chris Martin.
Cool.
Ooh, from the band
Simon's wife.
Coldplay.
That's unfair.
Yeah,
that's very unfair.
Quite a lot more about her than Dylan does.
Done.
I did try and look up facts about Chris Martin online, but she's kept a very low profile, so I've had to go for the lead singer of Coldplay.
Yeah, I don't know anything about him.
Number two.
We're going to start with Crowned Mart 1, and the first question, which is a general knowledge question about Chris Martin.
Can you pause
Martin?
Right there at your round name?
This is not a talking
point. No. Can we pause and think, what are you trying to get at your, at your round name?
So the first question,
no,
which
no,
is
what did you say?
Question.
Crowned Mart round one.
Crowned Mart one.
Crowned Mart. What?
It's not his best work.
No, really isn't. What's happened to you today,
the first
Andrew?
Question about a general knowledge question about Chris Martin of the band Coldplay. Chris Martin has also worked on a solo collaboration with Kanye West,
mm-hmm.
with whom he shared an impromptu jam session during a 2006 concert at which famous
beep,
studio?
Beep.
Simon.
Nah. Abbey Road.
Is the right answer.
Yeah.
Abbey Road Studios.
The only famous studio, really.
It's true. That's I was going to say Wembley Stadium before he said studio.
Yeah.
The second question is, Chris Martin also appears singing in the closing credits alongside Bono, Sting, / Snoop Dogg, and Elton John. Of which 2009 film?
Oh, darn. I stopped listening when I thought it was going to be...
So he appeared in the credits of a film in 2009.
Yep.
Yeah.
Any guesses? A lot of other famous artists.
2009.
I'll give you a clue. It is a comedy.
Yeah, it would be.
And it would be rated quite high on the age
Zoolander
scale.
Zoolander 2.
No, it's old. 2009.
Sorry. Zoolander.
It's made by a British film
beam Love maker. Actually.
No, it's a ruder...
Ruder.
The boat that rocked.
Much ruder, and it's a character film.
Character film?
Yeah, the guy plays a character.
Dennis the Menace. Like that kind of thing.
Oh, is it going to be... Oh, it's like Mrs. Brown's Boys or that kind of a...
Kind of.
Ilk.
Except this is... his first character was kind of
get him to the Greek.
Oh, wait. Beep, is it going to be Ali G, Sacha Baron Cohen, so
yes.
I'm going to go for Bruno?
Yes, that is the correct answer.
Yes.
So he was in the
I think
credits,
I've seen apparently. Bruno and I don't remember that at all.
No.
Okay, well.
Interesting.
Cool.
There's other parts that one remembers quicker, I think, in Bruno than that.
Well, let's quickly move on to the third question, which is when performing, he usually has variations of what written on his wrist?
Make trade fair.
Is the right answer, Dylan. Well done.
Yes.
You would have also had MTF or equal sign, an equal sign.
Uh-huh.
That would also have passed. Right. And the fourth question is, Chris Martin once traveled to a Coldplay show at the London O2 by tube. What happened?
Beep.
Simon.
He got stuck in the tube.
That's incorrect.
Nobody recognized him.
Is the right answer.
Sweet.
A whole bunch of Coldplay fans and not one of them recognized him.
Wait. How do you know that they were Coldplay fans then?
Because they were all going to the same place as him.
Ah.
Right. Round two is whose tweet is it anyway? And we've got three Chris's for you tonight. We've got Martin Rock and O'Dowd.
Ooh.
So the head of the quiz, the cool. comedian Chris Rock, and the other comedian actor Chris O'Dowd.
Mm-hmm.
The first tweet mm-hmm. is palm trees and hot air balloons kind of day.
Beep. I'm gonna go for Chris Martin.
Chris Martin.
I'm gonna go for Chris Rock.
Chris Rock. The correct answer was Chris Martin.
Nice.
Yay.
Well done, Simon.
Thank you.
You get 2 points for that. The second
Thank you very much.
Tweet is, can't wait to nearly kiss my daughter. Thanks for believing in me, Paul.
Beep.
Simon.
Thanks Paul for believing in me, Paul.
No, you. Paul. Thanks for believing in me, Paul.
I think it's going to be Chris O'Dowd.
Okay.
I also think it's going to be Chris O'Dowd.
Right. You're both correct.
And it's Paul Feig. No, not Paul Feig. Do you know who the Paul is in that?
I don't know who the Paul
I
is
I think
in
it's
that.
Going to be the guy who directed Bridesmaids, but I've forgotten what his name is.
Paul Feig. If you're looking for context, this is not the game for that, the round for that. The third tweet is so true. I'm at that delusion age where I think everyone my age looks way older than I do.
Chris Rock,
Dylan, Chris Rock.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's also Chris Rock.
Okay, you are both correct.
Yay! Can you do a Chris Rock impression?
I can't.
And the final tweet is, I just shouted yes when I realized I could use a travel coffee mug as a makeshift cocktail shaker.
Beep.
So yeah, I guess I'm into martinis now.
Beep. I think that is Chris Martin again.
I do too.
Okay, you are both incorrect. It was Chris O'Dowd.
That's a shame.
Right, round three is finish the
Superman
quotes.
Did you remember from last week? It's quote.
I always think it's going to be Superman.
The first quote from Chris Martin is, what was I like as a kid? The same as I am now, just smaller with a...
A lot more hair.
A lot more hair as a child.
Yeah.
Is incorrect.
A lot less hair.
No, incorrect. It's nothing to do with hair.
Beep grand piano.
No, it's incorrect.
A lot of friends.
Beep, no, it's incorrect. Deeper voice.
Incorrect.
Lower voice.
Is the right answer,
what did you
Dylan.
Say? Something balls.
It was with a higher voice, so Dylan gets the point for that.
Sure.
Right.
The higher next. Than it is in that Shiver song.
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
The second quote is, you gotta wear the right trousers if you're gonna be a...
Beep. Simon. Rockstar.
Is the right answer. Bang on the money.
Thanks,
that's,
man.
That's because Simon said that a bunch of times, too.
Yeah.
Always and wearing the right trousers.
Yeah. Man off the my own heart, really, that Chris Martin.
And your wife. The third
She's not
quote.
A man.
No. He's not your wife.
No. This is getting confusing. The third quote is, you've got to express yourself in life, and it's better out than in. What you reveal, you...
Dylan. Steal.
Incorrect, but a right train of thought.
Yeah.
What you reveal... You
haven't beeped.
Beep.
No, that doesn't rhyme.
feel.
It's incorrect. No.
What you reveal, you...
Beep. Conceal.
Incorrect, Simon.
Enjoy.
Incorrect.
Is it a rhyme?
Yes.
Seal.
Is incorrect.
Beep. Kneel.
He's looking at his keyboard. That's cheating. reveal.
Is incorrect.
What
incorrect.
Was the word?
Heel.
Is the right answer, Simon. Well
can't
done.
Remember the rest of the quote.
Or the alphabet.
You've got to express yourself in life, and it's better out than in. What you reveal, you heal. Apparently. Yeah.
He's written better.
We are moving...
Has he?
We're moving on to round four, which is distant relative, and these are about Coldplay, these questions.
Well, okay. It's not very distant.
So
same family, if you ask me.
First cousins.
Okay, so the first question is, what was Coldplay originally called?
Beep. Play called.
I think it's I know this, Simon. But
yeah.
I'm going to wait for you to say it.
Well, then you're not going to get the point.
That's a shame. They were called Ice Cream Head.
No, that's incorrect. I'll give you a clue. It is a sea creature.
Beep.
Dylan Octopus. Beeped first. Incorrect.
They were called Seahorse Caravan.
No, it's the one dolphins. Word. And it's
whale.
A fairly immobile sea creature.
Kelp.
All the beeps so far have been not been
Jellyfish. Right.
No, it's not.
Even sea cucumber.
Even less
beep
mobile.
Barnacle.
Getting closer, Dylan. Beep barnacle.
Limpet.
It's incorrect, Simon. It's incorrect,
limpet.
Dylan.
Limpet. Biscuit.
urchin. It's incorrect. It is also like a shape.
Starfish.
You beeped and you said starfish, Dylan. You are correct.
Yes.
It's also Limp Bizkit related.
Yeah. Okay, the second question is Coldplay's hit Yellow in 2000 got that title because Chris Martin apparently spotted what book while trying to name the song?
Beep. A Simpsons book.
Is incorrect, Simon.
Oh, they're all yellow.
Spot.
No, it's incorrect, Dylan. This, think of the most obvious answer.
Beep. A book about colors.
No, it's incorrect, Simon.
The Yellow Submarine.
So close, but incorrect.
Yellow taxi. So big yellow taxi.
No, you might have one in the house.
Yellow
here.
Room.
No,
the yellow
couch.
Pages
is the right answer.
Yay.
I don't have one of those in the house, actually. Well,
minus a point to Andrew.
Yeah, phone clue was wrong.
Phone your, that was all phone your yellow pages. So was he at that stage going to potentially go with a different color? And that was all purple. Was that just?
Isn't that frustrating to find out that a song that people, you know, equate as being quite, you know, lovey and romantic,
yeah,
is just absolute bollocks.
I mean, you know, the sites where I source these facts are not like that reputable.
Okay. I guess if you had the white pages, you couldn't really go, and it was all white.
Yeah. Doesn't ring true.
No. Right. The third question, which may or may not be true.
Do you find your facts by editing Wikipedia and then taking them as facts?
Yeah. Which very famous American is a fan of their music? Formerly in the public limelight. Dylan beeped.
Barack Obama.
Is the right answer.
I was going to say that as well. Can I get a half point?
Nope. Okay, and the last question is, how much did the band splash out on wristbands for their 2001 Milo Xyloto tour, which changed color in time with the music?
This is the closest million.
7 million.
Less than that. 6 million.
6 million.
Yeah.
Well, Dylan has played it safe and is correct. It was £4.22 million
/ 7 million rand.
Yeah,
so
it's really not that much when you think about the seven.
Should have said it in which currency, because
I should have, shouldn't I?
Had it in rands.
Well, okay.
I'd still be closer.
Yeah.
Would you? I don't know.
I can reveal at the end of that, it's a very close game. But Simon has won with 10 points to 9.
I think I'd like a recount on that, actually. That doesn't seem right at all.
It's all about the whose tweet is it anyway?
I thought this was going to end in us having to do a Chris Martin impression.
Yeah.
Make your side of the bed.
I won't risk doing one. You can have the win this week. I think we all win this way.
Well, this show has been phenomenal, don't you feel?
Yeah, it's been a blast.
I've thoroughly enjoyed most seconds of it. You would have heard early on in the episode, there's a big portion of time, potentially maybe 1 to 2 minutes of just Andrew laughing, really.
Yeah.
And normally we would edit that out.
Yeah.
But as you can tell, this episode sort of ran a bit under time, so to kind of push it more towards the 1 hour mark, we've left it in.
Plus also, I think it's going to be a highlight of the show.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people are going to enjoy that. It's genuine.
There's a saying for what that's going to make them feel. It's almost like they've peered behind, I've forgotten what it is now, it's like they've been able to look behind the workings.
Yeah, the drapes.
The pool.
Pulled the blinds.
The curtain.
There we go.
That's it. That's the one.
That's well done.
The inner workings of the Brothers Streep show.
Anyway, I've been Simon Streep.
I've been Dylan.
And I've been the curtain hiding behind Andrew.
Andrew the curtain. Simon, are you off to Thailand now, aren't you?
I guess I am.
Enjoy
next week,
it.
Thank you. Next week will be a travel special where we speak an hour about travel.
So next week we'll be speaking to you while you're there.
Yes.
Even though we've recorded the special before right now.
Yes.
Which is now a couple of days before you're hearing this now too.
Yes, I know. It's all very confusing, but it basically works.
But it all works in the end. It's like very clever written series.
Definitely.
Watch how everything ties up at the end.
Yeah. And then like when I'm back, you know, in 3 weeks' time when the podcast picks up again, we'll hopefully have more things to say.
Like we're trying to make this podcast pick up again. It's not going to happen. No. What do you think popcorn at movies is expensive? That's a little topic we can bring up in a couple of weeks.
I personally am looking forward to hearing what's your 2 cents on popcorn.
I got an interesting new take on it.
Interesting new take.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm all ears.
Can you dip popcorn in chips dip?
yeah. Even more interesting than that.
You can dip it, but that's good. Like, your fingers are going to get involved if you do the popcorn.
Plus, they're quite light. So getting them out again, you're going to need to do some serious recon.
With a Lay's chip.
Yeah.
Anyway, bye.
Bye.
Bye.